Welcome to the wrestling show, everybody. It is almost Mania. So it is Mania week. And we're going to go through everything that happened this last week and run through a bunch of stuff, as well as our long-awaited our WrestleMania card. And we'll get into that. I'm Cab Manning. I'm from the Lingus Mafia podcast at Lingus Mafia. And today will be the big reveal of Miss Lingus 2021 on my show. I'm joined by your number one source for all pro wrestling news. That is Mr. Billy Body.
Hey, I just want to say, when this gets behind me to what I want to show you, because I've been trying to find it on the remote for the last 10 minutes, I want to talk about it immediately. It's actually from SmackDown. So we're just going to breeze through SmackDown anyway, because given the week we're on, it's not that important.
Yeah, we're doing the video show. Where can this video show be found, Billy?
It can just be found on the podcast on a poll YouTube channel. In fact, here we go. So do you remember that I was like hated and blacklisted for saying things about the women's revolution? I want you to watch what goes on here. Mm-hmm. Now, these are the women that they're complaining about not being on a show, having two matches.
Yeah.
Right? It's all fine so far. It's Shayna Baszler. She can work. I don't have an issue with her.
And she was against Natty in this match on SmackDown, and she lost in about 2 seconds to Natty, which was odd.
Which should be perfect. But all the offense is pretty acceptable so far. And then watch when everybody else comes in. These are the women that are supposed to be having matches. Right. Everything here doesn't hit.
Ruby comes in. Liv comes in. This is a... Yeah. The bulldog off the top rope didn't quite register.
Shane is stiff. She can go. They've forgotten what they're doing here. They've clearly forgotten what they're doing here. She's holding her, waiting for everybody to come down. These guys are a complete mess as well.
How dare you? Mandy with a beautiful knee.
That looks fine.
Okay.
That's okay.
Dana's okay. Yeah, Dana does all right. Okay.
That clothesline missed by 3 feet.
Yeah.
His head. That was okay.
Yeah. This.
Also, drop dead, and then I'll do the drop kick.
The handspring, yeah.
They can't run. They can't run down to the ring for starters. Kick. Okay, doesn't look realistic, but fine.
Okay, this is Lana and Naomi coming in.
That missed. Lana can't get up there.
Crossbody by Lana. Decent enough.
You had to stand on the rope until she was there. And there's something else that goes wrong here.
Now here, yeah, it's this. The face plant. The face plant is shit.
Mandy picks up the piece.
Yeah. Okay.
She's weird, ends up kicking her in the fucking chest. She botches that, goes up again.
And that was horrible too. The heart attack that Natty did on, was it Lana?
Yeah.
And then they're standing over one. Yeah, there was a lot. There was a lot of disasters in that. And they stand triumphant at the end. So now there's going to be a fucking 50 women tag match. And we thought it was just going to be everyone at once, and then that's the end of it at Mania. But it's going to be all of them against each other on Saturday, and then Sunday is the championship tag match.
These will be the matches that I won't be that if I need to take a piss or make some food or whatever. These will be the ones. This is so forced now at this point. Like, you've given it. How long has it been? Like 4 or 5 years.
Since
they started having the revolution and saying that their matches were as important as the men's matches and all these kind of things. And even on Saturday, they're going to go as far as having Sasha and Bianca main event, because I'm seeing so much signage and everything that's coming out this week that has Sasha and Bianca like all over the stuff, even like more so than Roman Edge, Brian, Drew, Lashley, all in the background of Sasha and Bianca. Like, they're going for the whole two black people have never main evented, let alone two black women. There's never been, I don't think, a a black person standing triumphant at the end of a WrestleMania. Sasha's going to be the only person ever born in the 90s to main event, or the first person to born in the 90s to ever main event. All of this history bullshit. But the story for this match is awful. I mean, do we start SmackDown with that, right? Is that what we start with?
SmackDown starts with Edge giving a promo. And my note was right off the bat, why is Edge so much better in today's age with promos than most of the locker room? And you'll be surprised who I think is a great promo over on Raw when we get to it. But Edge, I don't know.
Is it Bad Bunny?
It is. It is. I was surprised by it, actually. I said, Bad Bunny's promo seemed more realistic. Like, it was heartfelt. It didn't seem like he was trying to read something, which I would assume, it's the first time he's had a talk on TV. I would expect it to be really fucked up. And for what he's able to do and this and that. But he talked normal. You could understand him. It wasn't like he couldn't fucking speak English. He was talking pretty normal, and it sounded heartfelt, and, like, you know, he was pissed. I was like, how come he's fucking better than half the fucking people on this roster, too? Maybe it's because he's a performer, and he's used to being out there. Maybe that's the fucking difference, too, that he's so used to it, more so than the rest of them.
But he did it in a language, which is his second language.
Yes, he did it in his second language at first.
I don't know why you thought that would surprise me. That was quite clearly obvious that was a better promo than what most of the guys are doing.
Yeah, it was interesting. We'll get there. I laugh when Otis teams up with his buddy Ziggler on these fucking stupid matches. Against Street Profits, Mysterio, Otis wins. Who gives a shit? Cesaro and Rollins. Do you think Cesaro could be saved anymore? I don't. It's done. He was when he won the Andre thing is when they should have really went fucking crazy. It's too many.
7 years ago.
Yeah. It's the same with the Ziggler thing. Like, when he was hot, they should have done something. I find it hard to be able to build somebody back up when they've been beaten down so much. That's that whole burial thing. Well, and
Drew McIntyre's from 3MB, so.
Yeah, but he went away at least. I think if you're gone for a while and you come back and are tough.
Yeah, if you've seen him, and obviously, like, the look is completely different. You come away with an extra 30 pounds of muscle and a beard and everything, it's different.
Yeah, he did come back with completely different. I mean, Cesaro's been ripped since day one, so, you know, that would be odd, unless he just grew hair or something. Carmella in the back with the Fatso and Reggie walking by. Carmella with those fucking giant new gimmicks of hers.
Telling you, I think competition, Miss Lingus, there would have been some, like, late runners this week because there was Mandy on Raw.
Mm-hmm.
I better than she has done with the extensions in, for obviously for WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm. And wearing that hillbilly outfit.
Right, and then you had, like, Carmella this week on SmackDown with them fucking huge tits just out in that outfit.
Can you see the side of this bracket? I think this side has the easiest path to get in. It's Liv has to go against the play-in, which would be either Bayley or Mia Yim. And then it's Anna Jay versus Lana, Peyton versus Carmella, and Dana versus Sasha. It's got to end up Liv and Sasha at the final on that side.
Okay.
It would have to be. I mean, who do you think's beating anybody there? Carmella and Peyton have the biggest chance to move on, but they're against each other. So
Carmella should win that, I think. I don't know. It just depends. It's all about timing. It's all about, honestly, what you would see this week. Because if you'd given this to me on Friday, mm-hmm. I would have just ticked Carmella to beat everybody.
Huh. Well, we'll see how the voting goes tonight.
Like I did in my betting report, she was off TV for like too long. So.
That was, yeah, totally at that time. I'm like, so, and that was a thing I wrote on here is Carmella, she had this whole thing and now she has done nothing. And they have her lose. I'm like, what the fuck? This big build And then they always fuck it up. They always just go, oh, I guess it didn't work. I don't know what the fuck they expect. We just saw the match with Shayna and Natty. And it's very odd to me that there was a small package that won real quickly in there. Billy gives Carmella a resume in the back, too, by the way, which means she'll be in that tag team turmoil thing because they both need a partner. So, okay, here you go.
Yeah, and everybody has to get on because it's a charity case now.
Yeah.
Charity version.
Sammy versus Logan Paul. I was very surprised I didn't despise Logan Paul right off the bat. Because I don't really know him. All I know is him as being a loudmouth. And always, I'm going to fight somebody where you're like, somebody's going to shut this motherfucker up. And he didn't come out dicky. He came out like a normal fucking guy who was just, you know, normal. I expected a fucking cocky, arrogant asshole, like for real life stuff.
He's not fighting anyone here, so.
Yeah, I guess. So I'm like, okay, I guess they're just trying to get the rub of, oh, look, we have a famous person. So that's why he's there. Owens with a great new shirt.
Look at the people that gone tour now, like these fucking influencers. I can't believe these influencers are getting onto their show.
I'm very surprised, and you know somebody's telling Vince about it because he doesn't know what a fucking influencer is.
No.
Owens, another great shirt. Every mania, look forward to his shirt.
But you never have like a match that warrants it, though.
No, but it just the fact that it's a cool shirt where he has to do you know, the covers of WrestleMania and puts himself on there. It's pretty good. After a commercial, Sammy jumps Kevin Owens in the back because Sammy stunned. I mean, Owens stunned Sammy earlier. Bianca versus Carmella. Poor Carmella. Sasha shows afterwards. She comes afterwards in a cat suit. Oofa. She looked all right. That was okay. WrestleMania SmackDown. I wrote LMAO. A tag team match and the Andre Battle fucking Royal on fucking SmackDown.
Well, these are the people that got cut because they don't want to do a free show.
Yeah, they don't want to do that dark. I'm like, I am begging. It better be one day next week. I think it has to be after everything's back to normal and you're allowed to go sit in a seat and sell a place out. Unless they get in their head, maybe we could do 2 days and get double our money, sell out 2 days worth, which I'm like, good luck selling out one day at fucking Dallas Stadium. Who the fuck wants to go to this?
They're not going to do it in Dallas. No, 100%.
Thank God. Somebody actually wrote me and had me want to ask you a question. He's the guy who's been screaming at Dave and everybody like that. So trying to get you credit. And he signed up to Twitter just to defend you, he told me. He has like zero followers. He only follow me, I think, and fucking goes in there and just attacks everybody on behalf of you. So he wanted me to ask you something about where they're going to be filming. I'll get to that afterwards. Apollo says he's going to challenge Big E to a Nigerian drum fight. So it's kind of going to be like Drumline the movie, I guess, where they're just going to have a battle of drums.
Yeah, they haven't said what it is because I don't think they've worked out what it is.
They don't know themselves. This is one of their typical, let's have a Punjabi cage match or whatever, prison fucking fight, and then have to figure it out, like the kennel from hell or something. Jesus Christ, the Nigerian fucking clitoris removal fucking match. Bryan versus Uso, no rules, Reigns watches on the ramp, Edge commentates, Bryan wins and then kills Edge and Reigns, and that is how it goes off the air when it comes to the two guys. Let me read you this guy's question. Why do I have to change my password change required? I can't even get to my fucking account. Holy fuck. Okay, change my password. Can you fucking believe? What the fuck? Maybe somebody tried to get into my shit. And
change your password for what reason?
I have no idea. It doesn't tell me. It just says I got to change my fucking password.
What are you trying to do? Get to this question?
Yeah, I'm trying to find the question. It's something along the lines of, are they going to be at another, I don't know if it was Tropicana Field or somewhere else, from March all the way through like till October or something with fans? That's what was being reported or something?
No one reported that, did they?
Someone reported it. Or that was the rumor that he said was going around town, and he said, ask Billy if this is the case.
Bullshit. No, they're at the Yuengling Arena. It was the Sun Dome, and previously the Sun Dome, like 10,000 people capacity, and they're just moving the reduced Thunderdome into there until August the 4th. And then they'll like finish taping there on August the 4th and then have arenas booked for fans for SummerSlam and beyond. If they can't wait, they might even do a SmackDown on August the 6th in front of fans, like have a big fans coming back. Mm-hmm. But I'm pretty sure they'll get the shows taped and do it for SummerSlam. I think they'll try and have a mid-August SummerSlam.
Okay. See, there's my, I get my code so I can verify my fucking thing. Holy Christ. Use a strong.
Is this the question?
I'm trying to fucking get to this question. I can't believe that I'm fucking locked out. I thought at first, holy shit, forget it. Fuck it. it's almost like I got fucking hacked, of all things, in my fucking account. Raw. Drew gives a cookie cutter promo how he sacrificed and that he will win back the title. Next week after WrestleMania, not the following Monday because that's always supposedly a good show. The week after that, we're going to have to figure out what to do. I can't fucking watch this show live. I need to fast forward. I asked Faust, I said, what the fuck? Because he watches it the next day. He goes, yeah, Raw took me about an hour. Because he fast forward. I said, I need to fast forward. I'm wasting my fucking life. You know how bad it has gotten? They showed a clip of Braun and Shane, the leading up to, right? And I'm watching Braun beat the shit out of Shane. And he's running him over and clothesline him and beating the and I go, when the fuck did this happen? I go, I don't fucking remember them having a match. The fuck am I watching? And then they showed the slime pour. And I go, oh, fuck. I only saw the fucking slime pour. My head was down. I'm watching something else. I'm playing on my phone. I had no fucking clue of all the other shit that I missed or didn't even see. And I'm like, wow. That's how, like, blanked out I am. I don't even fucking recall that it happened. So, I can't fucking take it anymore. It's just, it's Raw. SmackDown, I fucking love. SmackDown, I would almost fucking watch, you know, as it happens if I'm not doing something. But Raw's a chore. Raw's very much.
I wouldn't say I love anything they're doing at the moment without the fans there or anything. So I don't know if I love anything. I mean, I'd rather it be on than not being on. I'm glad they didn't turn around and go, especially when all of this first started. Then when they turned around and went, we're going to carry on through the Performance Center and all that kind of stuff. Even then, I don't think at any point I said, oh, you know, they should have just... I think if they had stopped, people would have been, like, dying for it to come back, and that might have been good. But I think on a week-to-week basis, I didn't want it to go away because I just had nothing to watch. Even those, like, Performance Center shows, it was like, I still looked forward to it because there was nothing else. Now with, like, more sports around, I do think that, you know, that they... I'm not that bothered about it being there. It is sometimes like a chore to watch, and I will fast forward through it. But I remember those Performance Center shows at the beginning when there was no, like, you know, no soccer on or anything like that up until June. I, like, watched that, looked forward to it, and was disappointed by it, but still look forward to it again because there's nothing else on. So I was thankful that they carried on in a sense.
You know, it's funny because remember I said when we were doing a show once, I said, you know what? I really think we should almost all be grateful that they're there, and because it was the only thing we had. There was nothing else sports-wise on TV, and I said we should be, you know, thrilled to have something, but we were still fucking angry because it was so bad. And I was like, this is their chance to fucking do something because it's the only fucking game in town, and they fucked it up. It was just, it wasn't good. I tried to look forward to it too, like, you know, they were there for us, and it was fucking terrible. They didn't know what the fuck they were doing.
Do you think it would make any difference if they had the Thunderdome from week one when they built it, like, in a week?
I think that would have helped. I think it probably helped when it happened because we were so fucking thirsty for something, because I can't believe that they really did not think of a way to be able to do WrestleMania last year without anything. It was, how fucking could they have not thought to have their own people, at least for a crowd? Something. It was dead fucking silence. How could they even say we're going to attempt this? It's fucking mind-boggling to me. I don't know if I'll ever be able to go back to fucking watch that WrestleMania. Like, maybe a match. Just to go, let me remember how horrible this was. Because it's fucking painful. I just remember Rhea Ripley screaming like it was a fucking porno the whole time. Wailing and fucking her acting.
Yeah, I watched bits of it. I watched some bits of it, but nothing was... Only I watched the Drew thing because it comes after the Firefly Funhouse, but nothing in the rest of the show. Nothing else.
See, I can watch the Taker in the Firefly Funhouse. That's what I could watch.
Yeah.
Maybe the ladder match, even though that's still difficult. It's just without the crowd, it's fucking it's near impossible.
Yeah, but like your first title, like you get the first WWE title, you're gonna win.
Yeah.
Like you waited all that time for it, and then that happens. Like I still think he was in the worst position out of anybody.
And
he was the worst.
And to have what's really odd is to say, let's just make it a 2-minute match too. It's like Brock couldn't be fucking bothered. He's like, fuck this, just.
I can get it. I think like at some point, like you need the crowd to get you going. Mm-hmm. I can see, and I think he's one of those like people. Although you know he's not paid. He's not paid like to, you know, you're not paid any less. I don't think to turn up for that. So.
Yeah, I'm sure he was like, fine, I'm paid the same, and I'm sure he'd rather get the fuck out of there quickly, too. New Day with Riddle. It's all pot jokes. You see all that shit now? Now he's just doing...
Yeah, I had that, like, noted down, yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, all of a sudden, I was really shocked they didn't bring up his line being flubbed. I was totally waiting for them to, like, do the same exact thing again. And run it into the ground like my hole. I was totally waiting for him to go, oh, I forgot what I was going to say. I'm just like, they're going to do this every fucking time he's talking.
You know, that was added. That was a pre-tape that went wrong. And then they put it back into the show.
Really? So they fucked up and put the wrong thing in the show?
No, they fucked up. And it made Vince and Bruce Pritchard laugh. So they put it into the show.
Oh, wow. Shit. All right. Well, I guess they're like, all right, fuck it. It's real life. Let's keep going. I guess it's not as horrible as when, like, Backlund goes, come on, let's do it again, and backs up. One of those things. Woods versus AJ. Who really cares here? Bad Bunny with a Bugatti.
I don't know if AJ's losing to these fucking New Day guys. It's stupid. Like, I don't understand why they're doing that.
They got to win the titles, right?
Of course. But, like, still, I mean... AJ Styles shouldn't be. I mean, he didn't lose for 6 months. I mean, nobody pinned him for 6 months when he came over to Raw, and now he's losing to New Day in singles matches. Lost to both of them. Woods, I don't think Woods has ever beaten anyone.
Woods is dying to be King of the Ring. That's the funniest part about it.
That's so stupid. That's so marky.
Braun and Shane. We see their history, as I spoke about earlier. Why not have Shane pissed off at Braun for breaking into the Raw Underground and say, like, he ruined it because he came in there and was beating up people, and that's why Shane's pissed? I mean, you can kind of make up something at this point instead of just going, I just think you're stupid. There's this whole fucking storyline has no fucking sense. Braun talks about...
Yeah, that's a much better storyline if Shane's going to be, like, the babyface.
Yeah. You came into my fuck. I had a thing, and you fucking barged into it and started, you know, wrecking the place. And now I don't even have a show anymore. You fucked it all up. I mean, you could fucking obviously we would have holes in that story and go, "What the fuck is he talking about?" But
yeah, I don't even know what Braun is. I didn't even know he was a babyface going into this. I know, like, I don't know what he is.
Shane says after he wins, Braun will look in the mirror and know he's stupid. And I look at Braun, and it's Braun's reaction to it was my favorite because he was shaking his head like, he's like, no, I can't. I'm not going to be stupid. I'm not going to do it. I was like, look at him. He's like, yeah, no, I can't be stupid. I can't. I'm like, oh my God, this is it's almost like an I Quit match. You have to say you're stupid and you lose. I am dying to ask Russo because he had mentioned on our last podcast on poll, which airs next Monday. how he says he DMs with Elias. So he kind of knows why Elias isn't allowed to do shit. I'm dying to fucking find out. I got to ask him off the fucking air, because I'm sure he don't want to say, betray confidence. But what the fuck? What the fuck did Elias do to fucking become a shit guy?
Well, Russo talks to a few guys and they're all shit. Maybe they like know.
They know he talks to him.
Yeah.
Anyone he talks to, he's the Midas touch of shit.
Because Corbin's the other one who talks to Drew Russo.
Oh, boy. Miz and Morrison paint Bad Bunny's car.
Talk to me, you become WWE champion. I'll help you get there.
Yeah, no shit. Billy talks to you, you go, and you're like Bobby Heenan. Side with me, you go right to the top. You don't, fucking you get dropped. Okay, Asuka and Rhea Ripley versus the tag champs. Ripley attacks Asuka for what? I don't fucking know, other than, we got to have a bad guy, I guess, in this fucking match. Asuka's going to win this, right?
No, I don't think so. We'll do predictions in a minute. We'll do predictions in a minute before we get to the good thing.
Yeah.
You carry on talking. I want to check that I even finished this thing, because I remember being so conflicted by it. I don't know if I actually finished it, but please carry on.
My hardest thing in our list that we made was the order, because I tried to make it proper, here's a cooldown match, even though all the matches are great, but I'm like, here's the lesser one. Let's put this here. Alexander and Shelton grab MVP in the back and tell him you ain't shit. And then we get Shelton versus, Cedric versus Bobby. And Shelton and Cedric both jump on Bobby before the match. Because otherwise, how is this match going to be more than 2 minutes long? I can't believe how long it lasted. I'm like, please, fucking should have ate the man up. Then it's Bad Bunny's promo. And I said, why is he the best promo in the company? Then you get Ali versus Riddle. Okay. And then you get, this is where it drives me crazy. It's Drew versus Corbin. And whoever wins this match gets to go to Mania against Bobby Lashley. I wonder if fucking Corbin is going to win this and just kick. Oh, fuck this. Let's just change WrestleMania. And then I wrote at the end, fuck this gay show. Because that is, I was so fucking aggravated. And all I kept thinking is, after the night after Mania, we're going to have to figure something out. We might have to talk about something other than pick one thing out of the show to dissect, because I don't know how the fuck I'm doing this. It's fucking painful at this point, and they don't deserve us to fucking be watching. So that's your fucking thing. So you want to run down the card before we get to our card?
Do you want to do it? I think we should do the other way around. Mm.
Okay, so let's do our WrestleMania card. Now, we have 10 real matches and one pre-show match. A free-for-all, as you will.
Let's explain the rules again.
Okay.
I made up my own rules here as well. Yeah. That were unofficial. But I also asked you for clarification. When you said one WWF title match, mm-hmm. One world title match, Intercontinental, one tag, and the main event needed to be a real main event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
And that's pretty much all. And you can't use the same guy twice.
Yep.
And so I only said, I kind of left it open a little bit where Billy was like, well, can I have a Universal in there? I said, you can do whatever you want as long as you're not using the same fucking guy twice. I don't give a fuck, really. But I wanted to go original WWF title, WWF tag titles, WWF intercontinental title, WWE, whatever you want to say. But none of that fucking WCW world championship bullshit. That's, I'm like, forget it.
You could have had one of those matches on there, just not as the main event.
Yeah. But I'm like,
as long as you had a WWF title match. The other thing is that I made a point, just because of the climate that we're in, I added one women's match to it as an unofficial rule.
I was looking for a women's match that I gave any shit about, and I really
found two.
Okay, I was like, I just moved away from it. I saw one of our old colleagues, Grieg, wrote to me and said he listens to the show and that we were doing this. And he goes, I did it a couple years ago, which was, I think it was 2015, actually, he did it. So it was quite a while ago.
I have no issue with anybody that was ever on that show except the fat Jewish guy, the super Jew, and Derek, obviously, and Josh for taking Derek's side when he was worthless.
My name is Derek Montilla, occasionally known as a big-ass piece of shit.
Thank you.
Yeah, other than that, there's, you know, the other four or five guys, including even Nick, and there's a guy, Sprung, who we've met, who we've been in and out with since. Adam, who lives in Australia, he still talks to me. Yeah, I don't have an issue with most of them.
Yeah, it's just the... For me, it's just the two. I don't even care about anybody else.
Well, you don't know the Super Jew. He's the worst.
Nah, see, yeah, I mean, obviously, that like, I'm blocked on everybody or whatever, last I ever looked, but the only person, two, I ever had contact with was Josh and old fucking dipshit Derek. So, and Derek's the one who's going to fucking get it from me one day, because he goes to Mania, and one day, one fucking day, I'll fucking spit in his face like he's fucking Kevin Durant. That's all it's gonna fucking be. So, mark my fucking words. Mark my fucking words. I will fucking see him. And my buddy lives in Arizona, so when I go to visit, shit, crossing paths happens. Fuck you, you fucking midget bitch. And this is a guy who's 5'8", calling him a midget. So what does that tell you? How fucking short he is.
That's the thing, it's a fair fight. You're both short weight, so
I would be afraid to fight him, Billy, because I would be afraid I would accidentally have fucking manslaughter charges.
That's how I feel about Ryan Satin. When I get into an argument with these guys, it doesn't even feel like it's like, you know, this when people hate each other so much, usually all like conflict can with men. Some point has to get down to a fight.
Yeah.
That was the problem down with the wrestling people, because it could never be that. It could never be that with anybody in wrestling, because they're so feeble that there's no point fighting anybody.
And the thing is, all he had to do was fucking apologize, because I sure the fuck didn't start it. He apologized. I'm fine with it. I don't give a shit. I'm done. But I swear, like, I feel like if I punched him in a fight, my hand would fucking go through his fucking body. I feel like he would fall in half. If I punch him in his stomach, I'm going to hurt his back. And if I punch him in the face, I'm going to hurt his brain. So I might have to do a fucking, I don't know, maybe I do a Shawn Michaels, Rick Martel thing. No face. I can't hit him in the face. Something like this. But his head would look like fucking Bart Gunn if I punched him in the head. That's all.
He's a very odd-looking person. I've obviously met him in real life.
Well, he's got that gorilla fucking skull with those teeth. You know, the protruding ape teeth.
He does look a little deformed.
Yeah, I mean, I talked to him in person before. When he was over here at NXT. When we had fucking Mania here. I saw him walking by and I stopped and we talked. And that was before all hell, you know. That's why I was like, where the fuck did that come from? It was out of the blue. He started talking shit. And I'm like, what? And I thought he was joking, so I like LOL'd it and stuff. And okay. And then he continued on with the fuck you. And I'm like, the fuck? What the hell happened here? So I still have the text message. I never erased it. I still have it. I like to look back at it every once in a while to reminisce and just get a little more shit to dig on him. So fuck you, Derek Montilla. So let's get into our WrestleMania card, shall we? Pre-show. What do you have for your pre-show?
I've gone for one card here, but I want to talk about both the cards that I made, because it's the alternative to everything. Because I found when I was making these, if, for example, you have Rock Austin in the main event, right? If you do go for Rock Austin in the main event, you then lose Stone Cold and Bret Hart, and then you lose any match you lose all of Hulk Hogan's main events. And once you lose Hulk Hogan in the main event with Savage, Warrior, Andre, whoever you want to go with, then you can only put Hogan in feasibly with The Rock. That's his only other great match. And if you lose The Rock here and you lose Hulk Hogan, and you lose The Rock and Hulk Hogan in the main event, Sorry, if you use Stone Cold and The Rock in a main event, you find it very difficult then to get Bret and Hulk Hogan onto the card. So that was the problem with that I found with the card, in terms of once you pick out a main event, and obviously the obvious main event is Stone Cold and The Rock from WrestleMania 17. It's for the title, and it's like the two biggest names. You want Stone Cold Rock on there, but it loses so many other people in the card. Then you just have everybody else in kind of matches that were not their best. So this is why it came to the decision of this card. So my pre-show match, is AJ Styles versus Shane McMahon. And I've got this on here because I needed to get AJ onto the card. And that was a good opener, but obviously this is the opener of the pre-show.
Okay, that's your pre-show. Here, my pre-show might shock you. My pre-show is a special attraction, and it's Butterbean versus Bart Gunn. Because that is something you want to start your show. That was fucking awesome. That crowd oohed and aahed. I mean, his head almost fell off when he fucking hit him. I couldn't fucking believe. And I was a huge fan of Brawl for All. Russo's going to love when we get to Brawl for All, because I think I'm the only person who fucking loved it. I absolutely fucking loved Brawl for All.
Yeah, see, I don't think I'd put any special attraction. I think I'd leave that as Mania, on Mania as a buffer. And I've got buffers on here, which we'll go through in a minute.
So, first match to start off WrestleMania. What are you putting out first?
So, this might shock you. I started, because I need to break this up, I sent The Undertaker and Shawn Michaels straight out there. Woo! To have their WrestleMania 25 match to open the show up.
And that's the HBK Taker part one, right? That's not the retirement?
Right.
Okay. Part one.
No, that's part one.
Wow, to start the fucking match. Oof, to start Mania. Jesus Christ. I'm starting the Mania fucking hot. I got Eddie versus Ray. Because they did start Mania when they had that match. That was a good fucking match.
I didn't like that match. I was there.
Really?
Ray's mask fucked up the whole match because he kept fiddling around with it. So that's why I didn't have that. And that was a rule here, which we weren't sure about, whether we needed to start with a real opener. Because originally I had AJ and Shane in this spot, which ended up being moved. Once you said it was okay, I moved it to my pre-show. But then I had Shawn take a second because I had to separate all of these matches.
Yeah, I mean, that wasn't a part of a rule where it had to actually be a opener. But I just... That one sticks out in my head for some reason, that match. There's a few, like, I've forgotten most of the all Mania matches, but that one, for some reason, sticks out, like, how fucking good it was. And I know they fought, like, 8 billion times in WCW, but fuck, that Mania match, to me, was a real fucking good one.
I think if you watch it back now, you won't think it's as good.
I you know what? I gotta watch it back. I wonder if they have it on fucking Peacock yet. Fucking Peacock is horrible right now. It's fucking terrible. I'm so aggravated. I'm trying to get clips for our fucking show for Podcasts on a Pole. I'm on YouTube looking. I didn't find a damn commandant. I couldn't find shit for him. I found old shit from him, not the first one. So I'm like, well, no clips for commandant. Second match.
I'm trying to calm people down. It's still a decent match, but it's really there to be a buffer between now and the next one. I went for Oscar and Charlotte from 34. I think that's the best women's match that anyone's had, and it was on Mania 34.
That was a good one. I remember, and I was surprised by the win on that. So I am going with Daniel Bryan versus Triple H from Mania 30, the opener where he had to beat him. Because I was having trouble trying to get Triple H on this fucking card. And I was like, that was a good one. Followed up afterwards by him killing Brian. And there was a lot of heat going into it because they were trying to stop Brian and hated him. And so it had a good story behind it, which probably helped things. Number three,
as I said, I put the women's match there as a buffer because next I have Savage and Steamboat for the Intercontinental.
Okay, I see Savage, Steamboat. I have my third match. Now it gets hot because I think I had, you know, Eddie and Ray and Brian and Triple H. You know, I think I was getting a little build. I go now for TLC for the tag titles. And that's Edge Christian, Dudleys, and Hardy Boys. That is my tag team match, and you have already your IC match. Okay. Number four.
So number four, after that match, then I bring out the mixed tag team match from WrestleMania 34, Ronda Rousey's debut with Kurt Angle against Stephanie and Triple H. I think that had people on their feet and into it the entire time, the whole time. I think that stole the show in the fourth match. Like, even the guys that were there for Nick's stag. Mm-hmm. Who weren't like avid fans, they were enjoying that match.
That was a really good match, and I completely forgot about that too. Hell, I might have done that for a Stephanie, or I mean for a Triple H.
You can get it on, but yeah.
But I have now Angle in this, and it's my next match, and it's Angle versus Benoit. I don't forget Benoit. So that's what I have on my fourth: Angle versus Benoit. Number five.
Then I go for Bret Hart versus Stone Cold Steve Austin from WrestleMania 13.
We are exactly the same on the fifth match.
that's the main event of the first half. So I think I built up to that. Like, my opener was a bit excessive, but when now you see the rest of the card, you can see why the opener was there. So.
Yeah, I was like I said, the order for me was rough. Like, I tried to almost have, okay, well, a technical match is more of a calm down match after the TLC. That's why I have the Angle and Benoit. And then you're going to get the nice bloodbath with Austin and Brett for my fifth as well. Number six.
Okay, so number six, I went for a Universal title match. Just 5 minutes after Bret Hart and Stone Cold, Goldberg and Brock just out of the ring finishes.
Goldberg and Brock. Not bad. Not bad. Mine is...
You can get them on, actually, too. So,
mine is one you have already done, and it is the IC title, and it is Savage and Steamboat. I think that is the easiest one any of us will ever pick, I think, on here. That's a given.
Actually, on my alternative card, that's not on there. Because there is a Savage match I like better, but I couldn't use the Intercontinental title. So I want to read you out card two afterwards just to let you know the complete different direction.
Okay. What's seven?
Number seven is TLC 2, Dudley's, Hardy's, Edge and Christian. So we get the hardcore match, the kind of like ladders and that out there before the final three.
Okay, and that's your tag team title match. Okay, so we've both gone through two of our titles. My number seven is Cena Rock 1, the 1 year wait, which will never happen again until the next year.
I almost thought of a way to have that.
Yeah, I was almost like, fuck, I got to put Rock in here somewhere, you know, trying to figure it out. Same with Cena. So, and that was a good match. And I was very shocked when Rock won. I was pissed. And I remember Fausti was on his honeymoon and threw his shoe at the TV when Rock won. He was pissed.
You know what? That's the thing. I almost did that. The reason I was going to do Rock Cena is so I could finish with Andre and Hogan, or Andre and Warrior. But I didn't in the end.
Okay. Number eight.
So number eight, then I went for Rock and Hogan. Then I put, and after, in a minute, I'll put in a buffer.
Okay.
After, obviously that's going to take the crowd up massively, because we've had Stone Cold and Brett. I mean, there's no piss breaks here. That's the whole point of this.
Yeah. And that's what's funny is you did the same thing. Like, we both think, like, because we watch wrestling forever, that there is a buffer between the fucking
my alternative card is so much better structured, but it just misses out some of these matches.
Okay, so you have Rock Hogan, which I'm surprised by. Why? Main event stuff like you were talking about earlier.
Yeah. Well,
so. I have, for my number eight, is your curtain jerker, Taker versus HBK, part one. That is my number eight. So now we'll get to the cool down match. Where do you have the cool down match before your main event?
Okay, so I've taken it out of the arena and differentiated the card completely. I took the Firefly Funhouse.
Oh.
And I used the Fiend and Cena from the Funhouse last year.
Not bad, not bad. What's funny is I had a couple of, like, thinking what to do with things, like, to have in there.
Look, you said you were surprised.
There you go, Rockin' Hogan. I had written down, and I took them out, was Goldust and Piper for, like, kind of like special attraction type of match, too.
Yeah.
So I kept them out. My cool down is Orton Rollins, just because I fucking love that finisher of practically almost every match in Mania where he goes for a curb stop but gets fucking tossed up in the air into an RKO. I think that's fucking fantastic. It's a good match, two good guys, and but it's not top of the fucking world, so that's my cooldown match right there.
So this is interesting. That was on my card. When I asked you if we could have a Universal title match, I took Seth Rollins and Randy Orton off, and I put in Goldberg and Brock Lesnar because my original plan was to go for Rollins and Orton on the card and then in the main event, I would then still have Brock left over, and I was going to go for the Brock and Roman Reigns match with the cash in at the end, close out the show. I didn't do that in the end. That was my only big decision on this one. I ended up going with Orton, Batista, and Daniel Bryan because I think you need to have the happy moment at the end. Mm-hmm. And other, so I think your choices were Austin Tyson, by you, Austin, Shawn Michaels, Brett, by you, Shawn Michaels, obviously. Who else? Daniel Bryan's won it, and then Becky Lynch has won it. But like I used Daniel Bryan.
My number 10 is the real biggest main event of all time, and that is Hogan versus Andre. That was Mania. And I still think, people still think, horrible match. I mean, of course, as Billy has all his stuff behind him for Hogan and Andre, lunch pail and everything. I mean, that was the fucking biggest thing in the fucking world. And like I said, terrible fucking real life match. I mean, Andre trying to miss a headbutt on the post by a fucking mile and, sell it. But Andre gets slammed. Meanwhile, he's been slammed 100 times before that, but nobody saw it. It was just the biggest fucking thing there was at the time. Nobody had ever beaten Andre, as they said, and that was that. So,
what? Any alternative for you?
Yeah, alternative. Let's see.
Any alternatives for you?
Oh, for me? No, I didn't do a secondary card. The Hogan Rock thing was hard to keep off for me. And like I said, mixing in the Gold Dust one. But other than that, I was kind of okay with, like, I'm iffy on the angle and Benoit. Probably have to watch it again, but just seeing those two names, I go, fucking great match, but I'm pretty pretty married to the other ones.
My alternative card is just a much better structure on the pre-show. So the whole emphasis of this is two things, right? I want to get on Rock. I want Rock and Austin to be my main event that closes the show. Mm-hmm. Because I want to get the best main event. And I don't want TLC because I like Edge versus Foley better for Edge. So that was the whole premise of this. So the Dream Team versus the British Bulldogs is my pre-show match.
Oh, Jesus. The Dream Team. No shit. Okay. All right.
It's from WrestleMania 2.
I was going to say, fucking old time. And the Bulldogs were my guys. I was a major fucking British Bulldogs guy.
Well, that's what I mean. And I think that feels like a pre-show match as well in this modern era. So the opener is Brett versus Owen. So that's my new use of Brett. Mm-hmm. Edge versus Foley second.
Okay.
Number three is Hulk Hogan and Mr. T versus Piper and Mr. Wonderful.
Hmm. Okay.
As a separator. Now, bear in mind, I still could have had Undertaker Michaels here again on this card, but I've gone for the alternative. So number four, we go back to wrestling here because we had Bret and Owen. Then we had two different matches, a street fight, tag match. Then we put the wrestling back in. Angle versus Shawn Michaels.
Okay. Yeah, you know what? That was in my head, too. Angle and Shawn Michaels was a great fucking match. I remember being on the edge of my seat during that.
So that frees up The Undertaker. Oscar versus Charlotte stays on the card. That was next. I did think about putting Charlotte versus Becky versus Sasha just to have an alternate to the other card. So this is why I wanted Savage away from Steamboat, because now I get Savage versus the Ultimate Warrior from WrestleMania 7. And I put that moment in the middle of the card as well, because I want the moment here where he reunites with Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So after that, then I throw out the Intercontinental title match, because I need an Intercontinental title match. I go for Dolph Ziggler versus R-Truth versus Daniel Bryan versus Dean Ambrose versus Bad News Barrett versus Luke Harper versus Stardust on WrestleMania 31, the opener, ladder match.
You know, that was another one I was looking at. It was the ladder match, and it was with Punk winning it. And I was looking at that. That was another thought, because I'm like, oh, I could get a lot of guys in here, because I would like to have Punk. And I'm like, well, that would be against Undertaker. So I'm like, maybe not. And, you know.
That's the thing. I now have the choice to have CM Punk versus Undertaker. But I went for Triple H, Undertaker, Hell in a Cell next.
Okay.
I keep the Firefly Funhouse on, and I close with Rock and Austin. That's a much better structured card of up and down and everything in the right spot. But this is not the one I pick for the main.
Well, there is your WrestleMania card, everybody. And
guys, if you want to play the game, like, you can just tweet us over your cards. We will read them out. Because next week, I mean, obviously not next week, maybe not the right time to do it. We're going to have to talk about Mania.
Yeah.
Are we going to do two Mania shows? We can do part one and part two.
No kidding. That's what we should do. The Saturday show, the Sunday show. Fucking garbage.
Okay, we could actually like do the fucking... I think we could get a show out on Sunday after we've watched it. I mean, I don't know what day Umar's coming on. I think probably they're coming over here.
Oh, he's coming over. See, I'm running around on Sunday, that's for sure. I'm going to play golf, because I'd rather play golf than deal with wrestling. I mean, I gotta leave soon, because I gotta do my show, and I'm about a minute away from that fucking show. So, how do you want to do this Mania rundown? Do you want to do a separate just Mania pre-show? Maybe we do another show for Mania.
Well, we got a show booked in. Like you, me, and Vince are doing a 20-30 minute show covering the betting lines. But we can make some general like predictions quickly for 5 minutes if you got it.
Sure, run it down.
Just, I'm not going to run through the whole card, because we'll save that. But is there anything like you're particularly like looking forward to? Or is there any like, have you got any significant predictions?
It's interesting, because I'm like, I'm instead of looking forward to a match, I'm looking forward to a fucking atmosphere. That is my more concern, is people there having a fucking open area with fucking fans and having a live show in front of people. I'm looking forward to that more than a fucking match on there. God, run through the card, just boom, 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 and I'll tell you if anything even fucking, because I'm like, off the top of my head, I can only remember about probably three fucking matches, because I'm like,
really?
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, let me see what matches I can remember. How about this? I'll try to actually do matches, see how many I can get through.
Win a universal title. I mean, that's Reigns, Edge, and Bryan.
You know what? That might be what I would look forward to of all the matches the most, because I'm more into SmackDown.
You don't know who's going to win.
You know what? 100% no, but I'm... If I had to put money... Ooh, that's rough. Because I would think they'd still just fucking have Roman win this thing, but I'm thinking Edge will win it. What do you think?
I have absolutely no idea. I guess it's the mentality. It's the mentality, I guess, they have towards this card. If it's a case of let's just make everybody really super happy because we came back for one day.
That's what I'm worried about.
Then we may as well put it on Daniel Bryan for a few weeks or whatever. Edge is definitely not a babyface now, but yeah. I mean, if Roman closes out again, you know what kind of reaction anybody's going to get here now that they're coming back. You don't actually know what kind of reaction anybody's going
to
get.
Like, I think everyone's going to be cheered, to tell you the truth.
Yeah. I think it makes the most sense to, because you're not, this is not the restart of WWE being back and carrying on their storylines, because they're going to be back in a Thunderdome after this. This is essentially just almost a massive, massive house show where they're going to do a huge two-night house show this week and then go back to the Thunderdome, and then we're going to get another reset at SummerSlam. So I think Roman will have it again. I think it makes most sense for him to keep it. It depends how much emphasis they put on the longevity thing. Because if he gets to SummerSlam, he's been champion in for 11 months. And I don't know how much weight they put into that, but that's what I would do. But I wouldn't be surprised if they just quickly flipped it for a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, Roman's so hot right now with everything. That's why I'm like, just have him fucking stay the champion if you can. That thought of you got to have it's Mania, it's people there. They have to end the night with the belt changing fucking hands. That's the scary part.
Yeah. I think it's just going to be so babyface-ish. When I'm babyface-ish as I run down a card. Like, even initially, I thought Sasha might turn heel because and I think she will turn heel.
Yeah.
But I just, on this night, they say, okay, we'll turn you. So Bianca's got an opponent. But on this night, two black girls, one's got like the big story, just lose to her and hug her and cry and do all this shit at the end of the show.
I think Sasha's going to keep the belt, and I think she's full-fledged. I think she's a bad guy already with the shit she's doing.
I think once it comes down to the night and you know this is the whole history thing, Sasha's the youngest ever person, the first person from the 90s to main event. And then you have first black person to win the main event, two black women facing off. It's just history, like this stat, that stat, this stat. Like, they're in that position for a reason. So I feel that it's going to be all hugs and kisses and cuddles. Mm. And then they'll get back on the storyline and Sasha will turn eventually. I just don't think there's any way Bianca doesn't win now.
Do you think maybe they do the hug and kiss and hold each other's hands up and then Sasha just beats the shit out of her?
Not at the end of the WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I think you're going to see very like fan-friendly stuff. Like, from the very minute it starts, I think you'll hear like Drew's music to open the show, first match, and first match of WrestleMania, first match back, will be you getting what you almost like. So the last thing you saw when it went away, the end of last WrestleMania was Drew winning the belt with no fans.
Yeah.
So you start the show where you finished the show last time with Drew winning the belt with a few fans. So
I really hope that Lashley holds the belt. I really do. I just don't think they build the fucker up. It's a fucking month because they rush through shit so damn quickly. If he had it 3 months, it would feel better. But I'm like, just got it, and then fucking that. I'm like, motherfucker.
But here, this is the thing. This is the most significant thing about it. The whole thing here, the whole vehicle was always supposed to be that the Drew was supposed to recapture the title from somebody. Originally, it was supposed to be Sheamus. So, I don't know what they're going to do on the day, but initially the idea is for simply just for Lashley to come in and be a stronger star than Sheamus was. So, I mean, look, just put my camera back here again. So this is a story that I reported. Mm-hmm. If now, for anybody that thinks Sheamus wasn't going to be in the main event, but don't worry, I've cut this down from what I said to you earlier. This is him narrating a clip for WrestleMania. Why would you have Sheamus as the narrator? That makes no sense. A random person who's going up against Matt Riddle. So that makes no sense. When he did this, he was supposed to be the champ. Have you seen this already, this video?
Yeah. When you sent it, yeah.
So for you guys that are watching this, Sheamus narrated this video because he was supposed to be the WWE champion defending against Drew. Let me just let it run.
True grit and backstories of hard work. Each bout is an epic story of rivalries and careers that reached their crescendo.
So I edited it out. So this is the next bit. This is from like the Day Of documentary.
Yeah.
Where Shane facing Drew.
Nobody asked Miguel how intense I am, how much I love this business. Well, that should have been the main event of WrestleMania. Everybody else is just playing. I'm fighting every week, every month. I don't have to say anything. What do you want me to say? What words can describe what people saw out there?
There you go, being awesome. Dude, that was fucking amazing.
I miss you, man. It's not like I did your trust on. I love you, man. I love you, bro. I love you, bro.
I love you, bro. I love you, bro. I miss you, man.
I mean, talk about a babyface fucking promo, too. I mean, Jesus Christ. He's supposed to be the bad guy?
What's that? Like, on where?
I mean, he's supposed to be a bad guy. That whole promo was the biggest fucking babyface thing ever.
Oh, what? The talking over the mania thing?
Yeah, and then showing him from, you know, having the... He's crying from, you know, I love this business. That's not a bad guy.
Hold on, hold on. The part from the documentary was a shoot thing, like where he's already been removed. He's already been removed from the main event. Like, so, you know, he's saying that should have been the main event. The reason he's saying that is because it was taken off it.
Yeah.
Like as I reported. So, I mean, you know, yeah, he can babyface it because he's not being a heel or a babyface. He's just talking and shameless. So it doesn't matter. And then obviously the video package, they don't get people in the mid card to do the main advert of WrestleMania if they're not working. Like that, look, that's not an advert that's airing anywhere. Somebody, yeah. I got that from somebody that said, like, this is what they're not using.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no, Meltzer's not getting you that kind of shit. Like Meltzer's not, I mean, that 100% in my opinion proves. I mean, unless you're a fucking moron who just hates me and just likes to disagree with me and go, and you can be sitting there going, that doesn't prove anything. You're a dickhead if you think that doesn't prove anything. Because that, well, he literally just said that should have been the main event of Mania. And he's narrating a WrestleMania promo when he's in the mid card. Like, what? That doesn't make any sense. Plus, you know, the thing's not airing anywhere now. So why would you put it together? It doesn't make any sense.
Well, we will have our breakdown on our betting show that myself, Mr.
Yeah, just the last thing. What are you thinking, like, this Bray thing? You think I'm going to be right about that? You think it's just now looking like it's going to be a regular match? It's not. It does not. Nothing cinematic, is it?
Oh, I think it's a regular match. And the more I see that costume of Bray's, the worse I feel about it. Because I see his hand come up. I'm like, this guy's got to wear this entire fucking glove suit, arm fucking, oh. It's got to be fucking horrible. You see how his hands looked? It was like shit.
So when they're having a cinematic match at the next pay-per-view, are people going to remember that someone said, oh, this one guy turned around and said, actually, despite what everyone else is reporting, he's saying they're not having a cinematic match at WrestleMania. They're saving it, and they're doing the entrance instead.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the entrance will be great for Mania, finally, too. To be able to see that. That'll be good.
My point is, who told you?
Yeah, exactly. So join us. We will be doing the breakdown with me, Billy, and Vince Russo over the betting odds, and that'll be airing this week. And where will that be being able to be heard?
It'll be on our Dirty Sheets feed. It'll be on this YouTube channel, and it will be on the Sports Gambling podcast. It's going to be everywhere because it's a very important show, and it's quick as well. It's just the WWE bang odds for WrestleMania, our predictions. Probably like the most important, most listened to show I do of the whole year. But it's very quick. It's like 20, 30 minutes. So,
and that'll be up on Thursday. So everybody look for that then. So when you go to work on Friday, that's when you'll probably be listening. For Mr. Billy Body, I'm Cav Manning. We'll see you Thursday.